USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president says he'd have no objections to the public seeing the results of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Let it come out. Let people see it. That's up to the attorney general. We have a very good attorney general. He's a very highly respected man. And we'll see what happens.
Attorney General William Barr has pledged to be transparent, but he hasn't promised to publicly release the report. The president has again gone after late Senator John McCain over the way he blocked repealing Obamacare, over the fact he never got a thank you for his funeral, and says McCain turned over a fake dossier on him.
John McCain got it. He got it. And what did he do? Didn't call me. He turned it over to the FBI hoping to put me in jeopardy. And that's not the nicest thing to do.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Nearly 70% of fresh produce sold in the U.S. has pesticide residue on it, even after it's washed. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Environmental Working Group releasing its annual analysis of data from the Department of Agriculture and finds strawberries, spinach, and kale had the most pesticide residue. Over 92% of the kale tested positive for two or more pesticides. The most common pesticide found was Doctal, an herbicide that's banned in Europe and has been classified as a possible human carcinogen. Other foods on the group's so-called Dirty Dozen list include grapes, cherries, apples, tomatoes, and potatoes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May formally requested a delay to the country's departure from the European Union.
I will continue to work night and day to secure the support of my colleagues, the DUP, and others for this deal. But I am not prepared to delay Brexit any further.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The flood damage in Nebraska is over $1 billion. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Much of Nebraska is still under a state of emergency as deadly flooding has crippled the region. So far, three people have died from the flooding. Crystal Schnackenberg tells Fox News just how quickly the flood approached her property.
Approximately 7 hours, it went from nothing to all of our houses were underwater. Our community has been fantastic. We've had a lot of support from them. They've done an amazing job raising funds and supplies for all of us displaced. I think they said close to 1,000 of us between the two communities that went underwater.
Vice President Mike Pence toured some of the areas hard hit by floodwaters and promised to help cut through some of the red tape to get Nebraska and Iowa federal assistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A social networking platform is getting a lot smaller. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
All of the content uploaded to MySpace before 2016 is gone forever. The social network that was hot between 2006 and 2009 says that a faulty server migration caused the mass deletion about a year ago, erasing pictures, videos, and over 50 million songs. The loss is permanent, according to a company spokesman, though last year MySpace had claimed the deletion was a temporary error and was going to be fixed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.